and Kathy Dawesnell, along with Riley County Senior Service Center Program Coordinator Melissa Colby, and we welcome her and all kinds of things to talk about today. It is hot out there.
It's so hot. It's miserable hot. Yeah.
And you have maybe something to help some folks out.
We do. We were so lucky to have some fans donated to us at the Senior Center. The Salvation Army and West Star graciously donated 25 box fans to those folks who need a little bit of extra help staying cool this summer. They went fast, but we do still have a handful left. So anybody out there struggling at home with this heat, maybe their air conditioning isn't working or it's not working the best, come on down to the center, and all you have to do is sign your name on their form and take the fan and go and hopefully try to find a little bit of relief from this heat. Like I said, it's just miserable out. And so, and that also for those seniors who are at home and just really, again, struggling with that heat, not only come down to the center and grab a fan, but come down and enjoy our air conditioning. Take advantage of that. So these temperatures are just dangerous. And so we do have air conditioning. You can come on down, jump in on a game. You can dine with us for lunch, grab a cup of coffee, just sit and visit, or take advantage of any of our programming. But definitely come down and get out of that heat, because like I said, it's just dangerous.
It's a good time to remind people too, if you know of an elderly person, have a neighbor or someone in your neighborhood that you know is a little, you know, at that age.
Yes. Go check on them. Yeah. Encourage them to find
them a pitcher
find
of
a
water.
Place. That's right.
You know,
that's
and just
right.
Knock on the door and yeah.
Yes, yes.
There's all kinds of things you can do that way.
Sure.
So it serves as a good time to remind people. And speaking of being social and offering iced tea or water or whatever the case may be, we thought we'd kind of take, we'll get into a few of your activities.
We will.
But socialization you wanted to talk about
I
a
do.
Bit today.
You know, I think so often I come in and I sit down and I'm just so excited about all our different programming, our special programming, the stuff that's on the calendar every single month, and then the special programming that we have throughout the month, that I just start rattling off all the stuff that we have going on, and I don't really take a moment to explain why we work so hard to have a full calendar and why that socialization is so important for seniors. So, and also for those people that listen that maybe aren't familiar with the Senior Center, you know, they've heard of us, they know where we're at, but they're not really 100% sure what it is we do. So obviously we provide programs, but also services and activities for persons 60 years of age and older living in Riley County. And really our goal is just to provide that socialization piece to prevent social isolation, which is one of the leading causes of depression in seniors. So we really, like I said, work to provide a variety of programming options so that hopefully anybody looking at our calendar will find something that will be of interest to them. So there's just so many more options that, you know, this when I come in on those Fridays and sit and, again, rattle off all these different things we have going on, that's just, you know, a small peek into what our calendar looks like. So I really encourage folks to get a hold of a copy of our calendar, get on our website, check it out, and I can almost guarantee that somebody will find something that will be of interest to them. We have such a wide variety of fitness classes, and I know we have so many people take advantage of those. Our yoga classes are just packed every time. We have strength training. We have, like I said, a lot of different fitness classes that I really, really feel like would appeal, something on there would appeal to anybody. Of course, we always have all different types of card games that anybody's welcome to come down and join, from bridge to pinochle, pitch. We even have a very, actually pretty large group that gets together on Thursdays at the center, and they enjoy bunco. We have our educational programs. You know, we have the special speakers that come in and talk about different things, whether it's in the community. And there's just such a wide variety, again, of interest on those, what they come in and talk about. Our tours, we do local tours. We also do tours that are a little bit outside the Manhattan area. We have all kinds of different dining opportunities for those seniors that like to go out and grab a bite to eat, but they don't want to dine alone. So we have We have our lunch bunch opportunities, our afternoon appetizers. We have our ice cream socials. And then at the center, we have our monthly potlucks. And then we also have many different volunteer opportunities at the center for those seniors that are looking for a way to not only be social, but also a way to give back to the community. We have our support services in the form of our support groups. We have our visually impaired persons group. We have our life story creative writing group. And then, of course, the daily noon meal that we serve, the Area Agency on Aging serves that, but that's, of course, served out of our facilities. So there's just so many different ways for people to come down and really make sure that they're taking advantage of these opportunities for social engagement. And I don't think people really realize the benefits of socialization. Studies have shown that everything from it improves mental health, provides that sense of belonging, it improves self-esteem, physical health, helps keep your brain sharp. Accountability is a big one. I know for our regulars that are come down, you know, if we haven't seen somebody in a couple days, people start asking, hey, you know, where's so-and-so? We haven't seen them. Oh, they're on vacation, or, you know, but we do. We really, that accountability piece is there. And then, of course, that sense of fulfillment and purpose. So again, socialization is so very important, and that really is why we work so hard to really keep our calendar full and have a wide variety of different things on the calendar. So again, hopefully somebody will find something that's of interest to them.
Anything while we're at it too, while we've explained why it's so important they be social, maybe some things that are coming up while we're at
it. So next month, kind of accidentally, we have our normal lunch bunch that we get together once a month in different area Manhattan community eating establishments. But kind of accidentally, we accidentally created this traveling lunch bunch, but it's been a lot of fun. So in June, there was about 20 of us it was probably so funny if you would have seen us caravanning down the highway. We went over to Milford Lake and ate at the Cove and had a wonderful lunch. It was very, very good lunch, but just we had great views of the lake, and so we had a lot of fun. We were able to go outside. We had a gorgeous day. We walked around outside, took in those lake views, and so we had a lot of fun doing that. Next week, we are planning to meet at Nelson's Landing over in Leonardville, and we have quite a few signed up for that one, too, I think. You know, everybody knows about Nelson's Landing over in Leonardville, but for our seniors, they maybe don't necessarily have an opportunity to get over there, or like I said, they don't want to dine alone. So this really provides an opportunity for those that want to go with a group. Are able to arrange some carpooling. So if you're not comfortable driving, when you call and sign up, just let, you know, the person know that you're signing up with to make a note by your name that you would like to carpool if that's a possibility. And we do our best to arrange that. And then in August, we are going to be traveling over to Wamego. I hear there's a good, a new wonderful sports bar over there called Fourth and Elm. So we're going to go over and check that out in August. Also in August, I don't know, we just actually stumbled upon this yesterday, but Thursday, August 3rd is National Watermelon Day, and Friday, August 25th is National Banana Split Day. So what better ways to celebrate those hot summer days with watermelon and a banana split, so they can come down to the center both of those different days and enjoy some watermelon or a homemade, make their own, create their own banana split. So our movies we show every Monday at 12:45. We have a couple new releases on there in August, Fences being one of them. And those are, again, I think pretty popular in the summer months, just, again, because you can get out of the heat. We pop our popcorn and you can go in and watch a good movie with friends. So our TED Talks we show every Friday, and I think I mentioned in one of the last couple of times that I've been here, our TED Talks have become very popular at the center. TED, if you're not familiar what a TED Talk is, stands for Technology, Education, and Discovery, and it's a short video clip on really any topic. You can find a TED Talk on anything, but we have TED Talks in August, everything ranging from obesity to social media to mental health illness. So again, that's something that's become pretty popular among our seniors, as our TED Talks. We have a couple speakers coming in August, Tuesday, August 1st at 10 a.m. And I want to preface this one with, this is actually open to all community members. So Officer Jason Deere from the Riley County Jail, he is their training coordinator, and he has set up two of their new graduates to come in and present their final project. The end of the 14-week training course that they go through with the Riley County Jail, and part of that piece is this project that they have to present a problem that they see within the jail and then present solutions to solving that problem. So they will present that to, again, we'll try to pack that room with however many seniors want to come down and listen. And again, community members. He wanted to stress that that one is open to community members as well. It'll just be a short, there's two presentations. They'll be short 15 to 20 minute presentations followed with a question and answer period. And that's on Tuesday, August 1st at 10 a.m. And then one of our bigger tours, we have a couple tours in August, but our one of the bigger ones that we've done, this will be one of the bigger ones that we've done so far, is on Friday, August 4th, we're going to go to the Tall Grass Prairie Preserve, which is down by Strong City. This was actually a member request. She brought this to my attention, and they give tours, daily tours, starting at 11 a.m. down there, and they are free of charge. So we're going to, again, caravan fashion, we're going to head down about an hour south to Strong City, and we're going to tour the National Prairie Reserve. That the tour is air conditioned. He said it'll be about an hour to hour and a half bus tour across the prairie. We'll get to learn about the prairie, bison. We'll go up over an overlook area. I think we're going to see some really great views out there. So I think that one will be a lot of fun. Again, that'll be probably one of our bigger ones. And I think on the way home, if I can get enough interest, we're going to see who wants to hit Council Grove, the Hayes House, and go eat there for lunch.
That's good stuff.
I know. It's been a couple years since I've been there. So I think we'll have a good turnout for that one as well. And then the other tour we have in August is later in August on the 23rd, we have tiny house tours scheduled. Do you know what a tiny house is?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that one, I personally, again, am so excited about that one. If you're not familiar what a tiny house is, it's this new kind of social movement where people really are downsizing from the typical American home, which is around 2,600 square feet, into a literally a tiny house. The one we're going to tour is a 360 square foot home. And, you know, the purpose of tiny houses is really, there's a lot of reasons. There's environmental concerns, financial concerns, and just the desire for, you know, more time. Maintaining a house it takes a lot of time and, you know, financial freedom too. So I think that one will be very educational, but also a lot of fun and really exciting to see. So again, that's just a small sneak peek at kind of, you know, our August programming. So there's so much more on the calendar just than the few things I highlighted. So again, I definitely encourage folks to get online, come down to the center. If you're not computer savvy, that's all right. Come on down to the center and we can give you a hard copy. Or you could, like I said, you can get online and check out our programming. We also have a Facebook page where if you're just curious, you're not 100% sure, but get online, look at our photos, look at the things that we've done and what we stay busy doing. And you'll probably recognize some of the folks in the photos. And so that might be helpful, too, to know there's people down there that you know as well. So.
Well, very good. It's always a pleasure and lots of good information.
Thank
and
you.
Again, you have fans to give to folks if they need
yes,
them.
We so. Do. Come down. Yep.
Riley County Senior Service Center Program Coordinator Melissa Colby. When we come back, we'll have KSU Music Distinguished Professor David Luttrell, also Bill McFarland, to talk about the German Youth Symphony that will be visiting Manhattan. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
KMAN Morning News is presented by Strecker.